is Daf Ein Aleph. The top of the page, the Gemara, there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nadra vihi Arusa. So she takes a nether while she is an Arusa. And it's a nether from her husband, the Arus, or the fiancé. Niskar Shabbat Yom. And that very day that she takes a nether, she gets divorced from her fiancé. Nisar Shabbat Yom. And then, I guess she gets engaged to a different individual. Afu Lamea, even it happens 100 times over all in one day. Avia Ubal Ha'achon Mefirin Nedera. The father is always the constant. He always has the right to be Mefer. And the very last husband she has the right to be Mefer. But the moment one of the Arus, or one of the Arusim, divorce her, he obviously doesn't have any right anymore. So whoever is last, by the end of the day, he has the right, with the partnership of the father, to be made for the Nedarim. We'll read through the Ron in a second.
Even if you didn't hear it.
Exactly. We learned before that the Pesukim tell us, Hayu Hayosa Le'ish, or something like that. That the Nedarim Kvar, that the Arus has the right to be made for Nedarim that she already had before being engaged to him. So the Mishnah concludes that Klal, this is the rule. Kol shelo yatsa the rushis atma shachas, anyone who's never left into her independent rushis, even 1 hour, 1 moment, avia ubala hachron mefir nidera. As long as she never left the rushis of her father, but she didn't, because she went from her being a nara to a rusa, she never became independent. So there, both her father and her fiance have rights. So let's look at the Ran here. The Ran says the top line, Nadar vihi arusa avia bala achron mefir nidera. The arus mefir bekod memishutras, like we said. The arus, the fiance, has the rights to be mefir on earlier on the dharm that had preceded their relationship. The fact that the Mishnah chose a case where they were engaged, they got engaged, divorced, and back and forth. Mishum de Bishama askinan, we're talking about where he heard. The Shama arus o Shama av, where either the arus heard or the father heard. That's why only on that day. So he's teaching us a very important law here. So very important law right now. When we've been talking about the Arus has the right to be made for Nedarim that she had before him, those are Nedarim that he never heard, that she could have said weeks, months, years earlier he has the right to. But if it's something that he heard or the father heard, and stayed quiet for 24 hours, either one of them, the shtika is kodash, shtika is kimekayim dami, here in the context of Nedarim, and then there's no right to be mefer. We're only talking about the only time that it could be an old nether that can be now mefered, if you will, it's when it was never heard by anybody. But once it was heard by either the father and or the husband, and they stayed quiet for 24 hours, that's as if it was mekayim.
That's sticky.
Well, clock, exactly. Clock, the moment you hear the clock starts ticking. The next Ron says, Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol shelo yatzal rishis atzma she'achas, any woman who does not become independent for even just a moment, shelo bagra lo nasas, she either doesn't mature to above the age of 12 and a half, or she doesn't get married. Di bagra o nises yatzal rishis av v'aris l'chudei lo matzi mefer. If she becomes above 12 and a half, or she gets married, so she leaves the possession of her father, and the Arus Lechudei lo matzi mefer, right? And then the Arus himself cannot be mefer.
If she gets older, above 12.
No, but then to the father, then the husband has the right to.
Yeah, if she's an Arusa, if she's Arusa and Bogeres, she's stuck.
Meaning if she
why can't the husband do it?
I think because he doesn't have the full power, right? I think we learned before that only Nesua, the husband, can only one, she's a Bogeres.
Could be, I don't remember it anymore. All different cases. It must be the case. It must be. I'll trust you.
I think that that's the case.
Okay.
It says the Arus can only revoke if the father does too.
Right. When she's mature, the father has no rights to anymore, and he's stuck.
Right. And Arusa only Avio Bala Mafrim Nidrea.
And if the father, this situation, the father doesn't have the right anymore, so...
She's stuck. She has no way out.
Okay.
But if she is married, then
once she's married, then yes.
Right, then he has rights.
So an Yerusa.
What?
So an Yerusa.
She's an Yerusa, right?
So she would be married.
Right. Yeah, but she can always do a shegla. She can always do a shegla.
No, she's stuck now, though. I'm saying right now, she until
right.
She gets
married.
She
can do a shegla. She cannot get a far.
Right, the Torah, yeah. Okay, so Gemara says Minalan. Minalan the Aris Acharon Mefir Nidarm. Sheniru the Aris Rishon. How do I know that an Aris, a later Aris, could be Mefir in Nether that was seen or probably heard by an earlier Aris on that very same day? How do we know that works? So Amar Shmuel brings a Pasuk. Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, Mhayosi Aliish, Unidarehala. So that's the Pasuk we keep seeing in Parshas Matos. Nidarim shehayu ala kvar, nidarim ala, that they already were, they already had nidarim. So if there will be a neder, if she gets engaged to a man, imhayoseli, she gets engaged to a man, any nidarim that she already had can be mefer by the arusa. So, how do you know that's referring to that they were already, she had nidarim that was heard by a previous arus? Maybe she would never engage at all. Dilma. Maybe these are referring to Nidarm that were never seen or heard by any previous Aris. Aval, but maybe when it comes to Nidarm, and the first Aris heard it and never reacted to them, maybe then a later Aris, lo matzi mefer Aris achron. Maybe the later Aris wouldn't be able to be made for Nidarm. There's no indication in this pasuk, at least at this stage, that the Nidarm that we talk of that came before their engagement were Nidarm that were actually heard by some other previous Aris. And the Gemara answers, Aleh kra yiseru. The word Aleh is extra, it's superfluous. It could have said, Im hayos elish nidareha. I mean, nidare Aleha. Of course, her nidarm are on her. What else would they be? So the word Aleh is extra. They say the word extra coming to include that other case, that nidarm that were heard by even previous Aris are going to be able to be mefer by the later Aris. Just a drush of an extra pasuk. But the way the Ron just says this drasha four wide lines down, he says Aleha kar yiserahu lomar to teach us kol nidarem shaleha all nidarem that are on her afiul niru laris rishon, even though this that were from a previous aris is still aleha are still are on her, which is implied by the pasuk, and yet still the im hayosi lish that later aris achron may be made for the nidarem. Okay, I'm just looking here on the side here. I don't think so. Okay. Gemara now says the two dots. Tanya Kvasa de Shmuel, there's a brisa that supports Shmuel. Shmuel, again, he brought that source that a Aris Achon may be made from a Darim that was nearer to an Aris Rishon, or Aris, Aris Rishon, we said. So Tanya Kvasa de Shmuel, Tanara Hamurasa, the Nara Murasa via Bala Mifrin Dereha, a girl who's engaged, her father and her husband, in partnership, will be made from a Darim. Ketzad, how does this work? Shama via v'hefer la, if her father hears her nether and mefer, lo hispik habal l'shmoa ad shemes, and the husband doesn't hear it, and the husband ends up dying. Ad shemes, the husband here?
Yeah, the husband.
And the husband dies, never heard, he hears it. V'nisar
sababayom. The father dies, it never goes back.
The father dies.
It doesn't transfer.
It does not, but still you need the... the Baal to be Mefer.
Right.
So when it says Mace, I wasn't sure. So, right. So Achim Mace until then the husband dies. Then Nisar Sababa Yom, she gets engaged that very same day. She really cared about her first husband, so she gets engaged that same day. And Vafil Mea Pam, this might happen 100 times. Still, the Halachis Haviyu Bala Hachor Mefir Nidarehau. The father is the constant again, and the very last husband is the one who has the rights to in tandem. To make for the Nadarm. But let's say, so that's in accordance with our Mishnah. I thought we were trying to bring a Raya here.
Because,
okay.
Because when it says Bala, it's Bala Haron.
Bala Haron, right. We're trying to bring a Raya here, though. That you see the Ron says what we're looking for? The Ron says five wide lines down. Tana Kavasi de Shmuel, Dafilu Nadarm Shiniru La'aris Rishon Matzi Mefer Aris Achron. The Nadarm that were seen or heard by a previous Aris may be mefered by a later Aris. So the case we're seeing right now, we haven't finished the brisa yet, but this first case is, it seems that it wasn't heard. He did not, it wasn't nearer to the first Aris yet. Okay. Then the Mishnah or the brisa continues to say, Shama Bala, if her husband hears, Vehefrila, Vlohispik Ha'av Lishma, Achimes Ha'mes, so the father doesn't hear it, and the father ends up dying. Achimes Ha'balia, Shat Shemes Abal, then the husband, again, the husband hears it, he's Mefer, then the husband dies, the father hadn't yet heard it. Chozer Avu Mefer Chelko Shabal. We saw earlier in the Mishnah that the father can be Mefer and represent the husband as well, and that's a way of her getting out of this. So Amar Rebbe Nosan Hein Hein Devi Beis Shammai. That's all what we said according to Beis Shammai. Aval Beis Hillel Omrim Ein Yachol Hafer. Beis Hillel says, no, not allowed to. We saw this already quoted before. The Beis Hillel says, once the husband dies, so you're not allowed to, the father cannot represent the husband who died. Let's look at the Rans here for a second to get clarification. Let's just focus on the second half right now. Shama Balav Hefirla, you see that Ran around 8 lines up from the bottom? Shama Balav Hefirla, the husband hears, and the husband's made for the nether. Hach Baba, this part of the Mishnah, Braisa, Nami Binisar Samari, the Begavna Duresha Kaimi, talking about where they're engaged only. Lo Mephalaga Bahadi Resha, they're arguing with the Resha, Elo de Beresha Hafir Av, Hacha Hefir Bala, just different scenarios, there's no machlokas. So what happens was, in the second case, was that the husband heard about it, was Mefer, and then the father never heard of it. Then the husband dies. So he said the father could go ahead and be Mefer the Chelik of the Baal. So the Ran explains, Chozer Ha'av, who Mefer Chelko Shabal, the Av L'chudei Matzi Mefer, the father on his own is able to be Mefer, the Nadarim, Afa B, Shinus Arsul Acher, even though she ends up getting engaged to another person. Ukim Farsh Taima L'kama, like we'll explain later on. When the Braisa says that the father may be Mefer the Chelik of the Baal, he's also obviously going to be Mefer his own Chelik as the father. It was obvious that the father has to be Mefer his own Chelik. That just was unnecessary to say. It was too obvious. The Chelik of the Baal, the part of the Baal, who did Tzrich Lashminin, we need to teach that part, that the husband, rather the father, can be made for the husband's chalak. Even though the husband, who already now is deceased, even though he already was made for it, he has to re-made for the chalak of the husband. Because the moment the husband dies, that hafar is done. So he has to go ahead and do this, right. Now that's all according to Beis Shammai. But according to Beis Hillel, says the Ran, about Beis Hillel, Omrim ein yachol hafer av below aris achron. The father is not allowed to be made for the previous husband. You have to wait until the last aris. The last aris is now representing all the husbands. And he has to be made for on his own. The father is not representing the previous one. So that's the machlokus right now, whether the...
Is this because of what there before, Miklat Khalid and... Is that the Svara? Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel?
Is that where we saw the context? I don't even remember anymore. Was that how we saw it? I think we did see it in that context.
Well, I wasn't here.
Yeah, we did see that in that context.
Because according to Beis Shammai, it's 50-50. Then what happens is that it's strong enough to transfer to the father, but according to Beis Hillel, it just becomes weak, so it doesn't transfer over to the father, right?
Yeah, we saw that. We didn't understand Pshat in that Ran. Remember, we learned that Ran. Somehow he was being Morish. That chelek. We had a hard time understanding
it. Right, because what happens is when it weakens, you can see it both ways, that it transfers or it doesn't transfer. So according to Beis Hillel, once, if it weakens, it's not strong enough to transfer to the father.
Right, that's what he said.
But according to Beis Shammai, since only 50% gets cancelled, then the other 50 is completely intact, is not touched, and is strong enough to be transferred to the father.
Uh-huh. We still had a hard time understanding how a Yerusha works from a husband... to a father,
yeah.
But so that was exactly what the Rambam is saying. That's what you're saying now. So that was a svar, I guess. So again, so according to Beis Shammai, he held that it was a strong enough. It was 50-50. That's therefore strong enough to pass over to the father. But Beis Hillel felt that it weakened both them equally. It was too weak for it to be transferred over,
right.
And therefore you cannot represent it. But it's not like there's no way out. We learned before when we saw Beis Hillel, there's no way out. But there's a way out. If she gets re-engaged that day, then the latest baal can be made for that chelak. So, okay, what does this do for us? We're trying to figure out a raya for Shmuel that a later aris can be made for an earlier aris. So that's what I imagine the Gemara is going to explain all this. But that's what we're saying according to the Ram right now. Beis Hillel says that the father, can I represent the earlier husband, but a later husband, the Aris Achon may. The Aris Achon steps into the shoes of the Aris Rishon. So we see that Aris Achon may be made for the Nadarim of an earlier Aris. So Gemara explains the very last two words of the Amidah, B'mayik Pligi, what's the machlokas Beishama Beishama. Very small daft, but it means there's a lot of run. Not sure if we're ready to do this run. No, these are types of dapim that are just good to get pshat and not much more. So the Gemara says, I see it's connect. The Gemara is about to connect to what your point. Gemara says, what's machlokas? Beishamai Savri Nidarim Nami Shiroi La'arus Nisrok Na Rishislav. Shinira, that's where the gears are changed.
Yeah.
Shinira, okay, that would be consistent with the language we've been seeing. That's what the Bach says, okay. Again, Beishamai Savri Nidarim Nami Shiniru La'arus Nisrok Na Rishislav Ad Rishon. Nidarim that were seen by the first Arus is Nisrok Na Rishislav. That has passed on to the father. Okay, the father's
Umiga's guy, right?
Exactly your point. Umiga's guy is it cuts it in half, and it was chashuv enough, like you said. Maybe we should read through the round here. It was chashuv enough to be passed on to the father. But Beis Hillel Savri Avio Ubala Achron Meifin Nidera Velo Umiga's guys. And Beis Hillel says it does not transfer over to the father, the Arus Rishon, but it does transfer over to the Arus Achron. Right, and that's the Raya for Shmuel. So let's read through this, even though it's long. Let's read through the round to get a little bit better shot here. Whenever I see charts, that means it's scary. There's a round in Machlokas Ran Tosas Rush here, apparently. Should we take the rush just because of the easier route? Shorter? No, we'll do the round. Fine, let's try to understand what's going on here.
If you want to, you could do my Gemara.
Here, on the Masifta or the article?
Yeah,
probably much easier.
Yeah. Do it?
Not everyone has it, though. I can explain it outside. Let's see.
Let's
learn the Ran. We have a lot of time, anyways. So let's start from... Let's take it slow from the Ran, the previous page. The last three lines of the Ran on Ayin Aleph from Aleph. He wants to know, B'mai kamiflagi b'shamai... What's machlokas? So b'shamai savri b'nidarim nami shinu l'aris nisrokna rishislav. Nidarim, that the first aris who now has passed away, that transfers over to the father. U'mishim hachi, for this reason, kevin de lagavi hai neder aris achron, command de lasidami. Since that's the case, with respect to the, even though she gets engaged later on, with respect to that aris achron, he plays no role, according to b'shamai. U'kud mefarish b'samach av matzi mefer. De lo tema nihid aris achron, command de lasidami. Don't say, granted, the Aris Achron has nothing to do with this case anymore. Mihu, ki nisrokna rishis rishon la'av, dafka b'nidarim shel niru l'aris. Maybe it should only be that which transfers to the father, only nidarim that were never seen by the Aris. Aval niru lo, but if they were seen by the Aris, it wouldn't transfer to the father? That's not true, Delas, we can't say that. El afilu niru lo, even if they were seen by the first Aris, nami, Nisrok Nirshisav, even those types of Nadarm will transfer over to the father, according to Beishamai, Humishim Hachi. For this reason, Nehid Dehacha Nir L'Aris Rishon, even though it was seen by the Aris Rishon, Vehefera, Delay, Command Elasadami. Because his, even though he did Hafara, the Aris Rishon passed away, his Hafara is now meaningless. The Mechimai Slay Batlalay, when he dies, the Hafara is no longer. Vafil Hachi came into Aris Achron Lagavi Hai Nidra Command Lesadami Metami to the Fish Basamech Matsi Av Mefer. Since the Aris Achron has no Shaykhs to this first Aris's nether, therefore it all goes to the father, not to the last husband. That's all according to Beis Shammai. Why? So the Ran continues using the Svar, Migas guys, that it gets cut off. Lohivanti Divra Rishonim Bazeh, says the Ran. I don't understand what the Rishonim wrote about this. Amai Matsi Mefer Av Lechudei Le Beis Shammai. Why does the father have the exclusive rights to be made for the Nadarm in this case, according to Beis Shammai? Dami Megas Gaius Tfei, Mi Beis Hillel, Dami Mikash Kalish. What does it have to do with one? What does Gaius versus Kalish have anything to do with Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel? The Ode, moreover, that Filu Mamris Megas Gaius, even if you say it gets cut off 50-50, that the Aris Rishon did a Hafara and his 50% is done with, and what remains is the 50%, a strong 50% of the father, even if you say that, Mikomoka, Michimai Slei Balch, Tavila Gazera. The gziza, the moment the first husband dies, his gziza, his 50%, is completely wiped out, and it goes back to full 100%. Da'atani, the Brisa tells us, and later on, Samaches Mebeis, Shama Avia Veferla, the father hears a nether, he's Mefert, Lohispik Habal Lishmoa, and the husband doesn't hear of it, Ad Shem Mesa Av, then the father dies. Zu Hishashaninu Mesa Av Lo Nusakta Rishis Labal. That's an example where if the father dies, it does not transfer over to the husband. Vim Isa, now his question is, Vim Isa, da far da av, kaima, if we were to assume that the father of the father is still standing, let the husband do the hafar in his half.
Because he has a 50% in touch.
Right.
And they're not touched.
Even though the father's rishus doesn't transfer over to the husband, he already cut off. There's no father's chelik to talk about anymore anyways. And the husband does his part. The fact that we don't say that, so since we don't say that, must be there's another explanation. Even though the father in that case cut off his 50%, when the father dies, that 50% becomes rehabilitated, becomes full to 100%, and it's no longer existing. Here also, the same question exists. The husband, the Aris Rishon, does a hafara, he does a gziza. Then he dies, his gziza is no longer, so the nether comes back to full capacity. That's the shaila.
And according to this, both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel would hold that it goes back to the father. He says that Beit Shammai holds that goes, Beit Hillel holds that doesn't go to the father.
Well, that's the given. The Beit Hillel says the father doesn't get it, and the Beit Shammai says the father does get it. You're trying to figure out the svara here, because right now he's assuming that when whoever did hafara, if that person dies, the far is no longer, and the nether comes back to full capacity. It's 100% across the board. According to both opinions, I think right now. Well, actually, no, based on Shammai, who says guys, right.
Says no, right.
So coming back to 100%, this question is then, why does the father now have the full rights of both parties? It was the Baal's chelik, far is done with, but the chelik was still the Baal. It's still the Baal's.
Well, he's saying that if the father, when the father dies, the hafara disappears. No, when the Baal dies, the hafara disappears. You're talking about
both ways. He brought a rye from both.
Then it goes back to zero, and the father gets 100%.
No, I think he's saying that the nether is 100%, but the father doesn't have rights to the husband's side, and the husband shouldn't have rights to the father's side.
Is that what he's saying?
I think that's what he's saying, because it was a given also that when the husband does a hafara, rather when the father does a hafara, and the father dies, so the husband doesn't have the right to do hafara anymore. But why? If the father dies, his hafara should be done with. So the nether comes back to full capacity.
Right.
But we don't say the Baal could do the entire nether now.
I think what he's saying is, why shouldn't the husband be able to have the father has hafara after the Baal dies.
Right. He wants to know what's the difference, the father and the husband situation.
Right. Why he wants to know. Right. Exactly. He wants to know why couldn't the husband take the father's part if he dies.
Right.
That's his question.
I think it's the other way around. I think he's saying the Mishnah says the husband does not take the father's side. That's a given.
Right.
So why then does the father take the husband's side in the opposite case?
Uh-huh.
So I'll say it again. The Mishnah says...
No, I understood the other way around. I understand that he's saying that once the father dies, it's Migas Gaius, but it reverts to zero.
Right.
So the question is on the Baal. Why can the Baal be made for the father?
Well, it's really both. He wants consistency. Either have them both cases. In neither case, the lone party should be able to do it, or both cases, the lone party should be able to do hafara. That's his basic question. Maisha, why should there be a difference?
Right, exactly.
So he says, nearly, it appears to me, this is the second Y line down, Dehainu time. Mishum de Beit Shammai de Svir Lehu, Migas Gaius. According to Beit Shammai, the reason is because he holds Gaius, it's cut. Kevin de Chi Hefer Baal, since the Hafar of the Baal is Avtule, Palga de Nidre, Legami, it's Mevatel entirely, 50% of the nether. Hare Maisa Shalom Nigmar, his action's complete. Venestalically Aris Legamre, Vestalically Aris Legamre. And the Aris is completely removed. Wait a second.
Right, because he did his part, and now when he dies, it transfers to the father, I guess. Here it goes on.
I was talking about. I'm sorry. I was talking about the father, the husband. Okay, that makes sense. Let's read that again. I'm sorry. Again, came in the chihafer bal avetule pal gidinidre the gamre. Once the husband, the arus, does his part, he's mevatel his 50% of the nether. Hari ma'isa shelo nigmar. His actions are done. He could vistalikly arus legamre. He walks away. He's not needed anymore. Granted, when he dies, the Baal, his hafara no longer is relevant. Since he had stepped away from the situation, this nether is no longer relevant to the Aris because he did his part. Even though his hafara no longer is effective, but he still walked away from the case. Now there's a father without an Aris.
It seems that the Baal loses any shaykhus to the nether already.
Exactly. Even though he, as a gavra, he's no longer relevant, but his chefza, his maisa, does become ineffective. It's very interesting. The ha pashin le'el, we entered above the chalhecha de leka aris. Whenever there's no aris, av mefer the av on his own can be mefer nedarim. Why? The makish kod mehavaya shniya lekod mehavaya rishona. We have a hekesh. Just like before the first kedushin ever, the father had exclusive rights. So too, before the second kedushin, meaning after the first kedushin, when the aris dies, the father still has full rights. Okay, how much of this do we want to do, though? Okay,
but
we still have a lot of time.
Still don't understand. We still don't understand why.
No, I agree. He's going off on a little tangent here. It looks like, but we'll go with it anyways. So again, when the husband does hafara, that's he walks away. He's done with. Even though he might later on die, and hafara no longer has an effect, the husband walks away, and then in that case, when the husband dies, the father has full rights. He's acting on his own. Aval b'ahid le'el, the sugya above, the shama aviyah v'heferla. The father hears it and does hafara. Afilu amris, even if you were to say d'leman d'amrim d'megas gaya, that the father cut off his half, istalikle av, and the father could walk away now. Afilu hachi, still nonetheless kimes ba, when the father dies, but lele hafar delay, his hafara is no longer effective. The kamle aris l'chude b'la'av. Now it's an aris without a father because the father is no longer relevant. We learn that a husband does not have the right to act on his own. That's
very
the svar.
That's the svar. Okay, very good.
Now, Hainu Taimahu, now this is the svar of the Beis Shammai, the Amrinan Da'av Matzi Mefer Hachablo Aris Achon. And that's why Beis Shammai holds that a father may be Mefer without the partnership of the Aris Achon. Because again, the Aris Rishon played his part, and now there's nothing to talk about anymore. Now, what about the svar of Beis Shammai?
Yeah. The basics of Beis Shammai is that the arus cannot be mefer by himself.
Yeah, exactly. That's the rule.
That's the rule.
Which everyone agrees to, I think.
Everyone agrees to. But once the father loses his part, then the whole thing is gone. And when the arus is there, it's only his part. The
exactly.
The father walks away and he cannot.
Exactly.
There's no father.
Right.
That's very good. Okay.
But according to Beis Hillel, Savri Avdiha Ubala Hachron Mefir Nidareh, no. It's not like the arus walks away. Somehow we haven't, well, he'll explain that the last Baal does have some shaykhis here. The father cannot act on his own, because when the Aris Rishon first did his hafara, he never cut himself off, because he never really completely removed himself. He weakened it, but he still had attachment. When the husband, the Aris Rishon, made his initial hafara, he never took away his half. The overall nether was weakened, but it was still there. Now, weakening something is not considered a full action. For this reason, it wasn't chal, the hafar wasn't chal entirely. Until he has the other partnership, weakening of the father. So long as the father didn't do his part, the aris never walks away from this nether. For this reason, and that's why it's still shaykhus to the aris. Aris had still the chalik, so the last aris is able to step into the shoes of the first aris.
It seems like a different svar than what we said before. Because here what he's saying is, since Megas Gaias, not, then what did the Baal's Maisa accomplish?
Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel you're working with?
Let's just, well, he's saying since he holds not Megas Gaias, let's say we're working in Beis Shammai.
Okay.
Whatever. Opinion Beis Hillel does not. He's saying that if you held Megas Gaias, that would allow us to view the Baal's Maisa as having been complete.
Mm-hmm.
And since it's complete, and like we said in the last thing, the Av has the koach to do things on his own, so then it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mashenkin, if you hold it, it's kalish, so then his maisa wasn't completed.
Right.
And I thought Megas Gaias before meant had to do with whether or not the Av could take on something. Not whether the maisa was performed.
Right, yeah.
But whether the Av now has the koach to take something on. He's like almost looking at the flip side, what happened while they were alive. Because Megas Gaias, everything was completed.
Right. Right. I mean, last time when the Ram was talking about Yerusha, what the husband's being Moorish to the father.
Right. The Megas Gaias before showed the father's relationship to the Baal's thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's saying Mega's guy is, tells you, no, the Baal's relationship to what he's already performed.
I agree.
Well, there's a lot.
He's explaining why the, right, it's a different thing. Here he's saying, listen, he says, the Baal did Afara. Now, even though the nether is still Kayim because the father didn't do, but it's like the Baal doesn't exist. He's gone.
So he performed his responsibility.
Right, so once he dies, the father takes full possession of it because there is no more Baal. So that's why I guess when there's a new Aris, it's a whole new situation. Maybe. I don't know.
What is Gizmo guys?
It's cut off.
Meaning it's completely divided in two. The husband has 50% of the power, and if the husband is Mefer, then there's only 50% of the...
You have the same thing in Yevamos with Yerushim and Haritza, which is only weakened the Keshem.
Right, that's according to Beisidu. That's why he holds that he doesn't transfer because it's weak. But we go
it's
on.
I think it's enough for the Pshat and the Gemara. He does go on though. Yes, you see.
But I still understand. So according to Beisidu, he explains that what? He explains that it becomes weak.
Comes weak, and therefore the Arus still has an attachment. The Arus never walks away.
Okay.
So even though this Arus end up dying, a later Arus could step into the shoes. Now he hasn't explained how that works. How could the later Arus...
And according to Beis Hillel, the next... again, let's see. The Machlokas here that we're mentioning, that Beis Shammai over Nedarim. Okay. In this Braisa, what's the Hadachah?
The Ran does go on to ask a number of questions here, and he ends up reverting back, it seems, to what he said earlier about the Yerusha approach, about being Morish, the Davar Chashev. So, let's not go through that now, because we have at least a pshat, which makes sense. Let's leave it at that. But he did that, but that's on, you know, to Adam's point, that he is saying something different than he had said a few days earlier.
Can we just review the lesson with us? Can Tanakam say, Nara Morasa Yomada Mapirim Nidea, Ketsa Shama Avia Veferda Velui Spikaba Lishmoa. Shama Avia Veferda, right? The father heard and he did Afara. Velui Spikaba Lishmoa Shemet, Mr. Savo Bayom, Afikam Yapami Avia Bada Mapirim Nidea. Okay. Shama Baada.
So this case, right, the
Veferda, Velui Spikaba Lishmoa Shemet Abal.
But then the husband dies.
Right.
So then the father is able to be made for the chelik of the husband.
Right. So
that's all according to
Beishamai.
Because he said the way the Rambam explained now is because the husband walks away. He does his part and he's not. It's really not the husband. It's not accurate because it's not really the father doing the husband's part. It's the father doing the father's part. There's no husband's part to speak of. Beishamai rather holds that no. The husband never walks away because the husband only did it. He weakened the overall nether, but he didn't remove his part.
Right. But,
and therefore, it's a shaykh to it.
But if she get married on that same day, all agree that both Beis Shammai and Hillel agree that they can be made for the nether.
No, not Beis Shammai.
Beis Shammai doesn't.
Yeah, Beis Shammai, he already walked. The Aris is out of the picture, regardless of what she does later on. He's done. It's all about the father now. Only according to Beis Hillel, that chelik of the Aris, which is still alive.
Okay, but according to Beis Shammai, if she gets remarried, before the father has, on that same day, before the father has time to be mefer.
According to this pshat in the Ran, at least, that once the aris is a hafara, he's done. And no later aris could deal with it anymore.
Meaning even when she's meurasa to another guy on that day,
yeah,
then she has no exit, or the father alone can do
it? No, only the father alone could do it.
Even when she's meurasa?
Yeah. According to this pshat of the Ran, it could be other.
We didn't learn that.
Oh, that's very possible, but this is a new pshat we haven't seen yet. So at least working within this pshat of the Ran, that I think it would be a definite. According to other pshat, we could start going back and forth. I don't know if it's...
No, it will have happened.
Okay.
Fine. Let's finish this daf now. We have just a few lines left. The Gemara says, Ibarilu. Ask the Gemara. Gerishin kishtika damya o kakamya damya. So... if, you know, assuming he makes another, she rather makes another, and the husband divorces her, is the gerushin as if he's quiet, and therefore we figure out what's the therefore. Is it therefore, because the other approach is a kakamo, whereas divorce, and I want the nether to be kept. We need to figure out some of the svar here, but let's...
for a full day is also kakamo.
Right. So exactly. So what does shtika mean here? It sounds like there's a shtika and seemingly would be the same thing as the other side. So we'll see what the Ran explains. Let's just finish the question. The Gemara explains what's the nafkamina. The my nafkamina, kigon shenadir of a shama baala. She makes a nether. Her husband hears of it. Vigarsha. And then the husband divorces her, the Ahadre Biyome, and then he remarries her on that very same day. See, Amar Mar Kishika Dami, Matsumefila, if the divorce is a quiet, which is, I guess, a neutral state. It's neither. If 24 hours expire and he has a shtika, that's Kilu Kaimu. Here it's on the same day. So within 24 hours, he stayed quiet. It wasn't a proactive Hakama. He stayed active, he stayed quiet, rather. So if he remarries her, he's allowed to later on do Hafara. Or, but Iyamar Mark Hakama, if you assume Gerishin like a Hakama, so he divorced and remarries her, it doesn't make a difference. He already did Hakama, Lamatsi Meferla. That's the Shiloh. So let's look at the Ran. The Ran, the bottom here, seven lines up, and six lines up, says Ibailu. Gerishin Kishtika Damia, O Kakama Damia. Mishum Dechavin, the other are still Basa Gerishin Lamatsi Mefer. Since the husband knows very well that the moment he divorced her, he's no longer allowed to do Hafara, well, Hefer called him Gerishin, and he hadn't done a hafar before the gerishin, he was willing to, okay, I'm not going to do hafar. The very fact that I'm divorcing her and losing my right to do hafara, it's as if he's being mekayimid. Just like we said, if a husband hears of the nether and stays quiet for 24 hours, it's an implied hakama. Or do you say, no, it's like kishtika? He doesn't explain the shtika side. So the Ran continues to explain, Kigon the nether Vishama Bala Vagir. So she makes a nether, her husband hears the nether, the husband divorces her. Hai Baila, the Kamri Arus Dafka. We're referring to a fiance. Diva Nesua, if it's someone who they married already, Afilu Tim Saloma, the Gerishin Kishtika Damya, Hechi Matsi Mefer. Because if they were married, even if you want to take the approach that we're talking about Gerishin is like Shtika, it's quiet and it's really a non action. But in the case of Nisuan, you can't allow him to get, if they were to get remarried, we wouldn't allow him to do Hafar, why not? If they get remarried, ain't about Mefer B'Kodman. A husband may not be Mefer and Kodman. Why not? But we said husband can. Maybe a Nisua can't, only a Rus, maybe only an Arus can, maybe not an Asa. I don't know. Let's keep reading. Via Hadre Ba'ari, Erisim Lechod, if they only got re-engaged, but not remarried yet, came to Arus, Eino Mefael B'Shutvis, since Arus is never able to act unless he has the partnership of the father, Pachalek, there's no father here, why? Came to Nisus, once she gets married, and she, the case is where she got married already, the father no longer has Shaychas to her anymore, Shuv Ein Laviyah Rishisba, Afilu Tim Talomar, Kishidika Dami Lo Matze Mefer, Elevade Brusa Askin. So even if you want to assume it's Shtika, there are other technical reasons why the Nesua case couldn't allow him to do Hafara. So we have to be talking about a case of Arusa. That's point one, he says.
It must be a different type of Kodman. Because like the Kodman we've seen before about where before she was married she said things that was fine.
Right, so
maybe Kodman is from a different marriage or something.
Uh-huh. But this is a klal, Samach Zayin Amud Beis, two lines up, it says, Shein Habal Mefer B'Kodman.
Was that we thought in the Havamina, didn't we? Didn't we think that that was the Svara?
I think only by Nisuan that was.
I thought we rejected that.
Yeah.
Just that was just the Havamina.
Let's see.
Maybe we didn't reject it.
Maybe we're not either. No, I also thought we rejected it. There was not much doing on the Ran and the Mefarish and the Masifti either here. But the truth is, I don't know. Okay. Not much to do that. But either way, for technical reasons, possibly it's debatable, you couldn't be talking about a case of Nesua, so it must be referring to a case of Arusa. So again, so that's the Shaila. The Shaila is he divorces her, so is the divorce Kishtika Dami, it's really a non-action, and if he remarries her, he's allowed to later on do the Hafara or no, Kishtika, he knows once he's divorcing her, he cuts off his ability to do Hafara. It's an implied Hakama then. So but what's the Svara that would be a Kishtika though? Because the Maisi didn't do anything? that a svar, or is it svar because he has the right to always remarry her, and then he could always, you know, bring back that.
Answer your question.
I mean, why would you assume? It's a very good svar to say that once he's divorcing her, he's clearly cutting off his right to do hafara. So that's an implied hakama. When he divorced her, that's a svar.
Hakama of the neder?
Yeah. He hears her take a neder, he says, I'm divorcing you. So when he divorces, I'm aware that I can't do hafara anymore. So I'm in essence doing hakama. It gets into a question.
Maybe like he was divorcing her for many other reasons, and he wasn't paying attention. I mean, he heard it, but he knew he was divorcing her, so he was almost not connected to it.
Okay, it's possible. I mean, I guess part of the question here is also part of the lumdus of hakama versus hafara. At first glance, it seems to be two opposite sides of the same coin, either hakama or hafara, and there's some middle ground of shtika. So, do you need a proactive hakama? Or whenever you cut off the ability to hafara, then once there's no hafara, it mele has to be a hakama. That seems to be part of the discussion here as well.
But it's very logical that if the guy's divorcing her like in a couple of hours, he doesn't care at all what mele she did. So it's like shtik.
But so right, but is that strong enough for hakama? What do you need for a hakama? Is hakama just cutting off the hafara? Or do you actually need...
But here the thing is that he's divorcing her before he heard it, and within the 24 hours he's divorcing her.
Right. Now, so again, the question I'm asking is though, is the do you need a hakama, like I say, I'm being makim, or do you, once you cut off the ability to do a hafara, the mimela becomes hakama, because ultimately 24 hours are going to expire, and that's enough for hakama. I mean, the very fact that we allow a 24-hour time period to allow there to be a hakama almost indicates you never really need a proactive hakama. It's enough for the time to expire. So this gerushin, is this an earlier expiration of the time, in essence?
But the fact that she still has hours after he divorced her, then that means that, you know, he can't really think that way because there is still time left over.
To that, for them to get remarried, you're saying?
No, to.
No, but what? But he no longer has rights to do it anymore.
But the fact that he didn't do it while he still had the rights means that he. Kind of like disappeared, maybe.
Right, so that to me seems part of the question about, again, how much of a proactive hakama do you need? How much is a gerushin? Is this an earlier expiration of the time? That's I'm just throwing out some of the thoughts I have. I'm sure somebody should talk about these, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we'll stop here.
No worries.